Where are the confessions, the brainwashed, tortured confessions of these soldiers and these military men? They should be put forth, because they are, you know, if we really want to condemn the Chinese and North Koreans for torture, let's present the evidence to the world. They love to do that when they have it. They didn't have it. Instead, what they had were a series of confessions that, if you read them today, sound very straightforward. There are some of them are published within the International Scientific Commission report, and they comment upon them. Some, there are actually videotapes of these that you can find online at YouTube. You can watch them yourself and listen to the anguish of these airmen as they talk about how they were sickened when they were told that they had to, that they were conducting germ warfare, and it made them sick to their stomach that the United States government would be involved in such a thing. But that, you know, but Mark, when you were interviewing Margaret Singer, there was no YouTube,
mm-hmm.
and these videos weren't around, and even to this day, very difficult to find. I finally tracked down the only copy of the the Chinese published 19 depositions of 19 U.S. airmen, and there was a supplement with a few others in 1952-53, and there wasn't one copy in the United States Library anywhere. Wow. And it was published in English, by the way, and distributed, because there wasn't one copy in a U.S. library. I finally found a copy, and it turned out to be Joseph Needham's own copy in the Imperial War Museum in London.